The city of Atlanta wants to designate a downtown building as a landmark, but its claim to fame is actually little known. WABE's Stephanie Stokes tells us about it.
With both Centennial Olympic Park and the Skyview Ferris wheel next door, it's unlikely the little old building at the end of Nassau Street would catch your attention.
It's a fairly nondescript 1920s brick building, two stories.
But Kyle Kessler, a local architect, recently discovered something remarkable about it. He found an article from the 1920s.
Saying that OK Records was coming to town and going to set up a recording laboratory at this particular address on Nassau Street.
It was a pop-up studio, one of the first efforts to record musicians in the South. And the sessions included black blues singers like
Fannie Mae Goosby and Lucille Bogan.
And a white fiddler.
Fiddlin' John Carson. He was the one that recorded Little Old Cabin in the Lane.
His record went down in history. The song turned into a national sensation.
I'm getting old and feeble and I cannot work.
This hit record that John Carson made became this thing that put Atlanta on the map.
Lance Ledbetter of the record label Dust to Digital. He says Carson's track marked the beginning of country as a hit genre, and all ears were tuned to Atlanta.
It's not very well known, but at one point in time, Atlanta was the country music capital of the entire world.
Since the 20s, that's been forgotten, and so was the location of those early recordings. But now that Kessler linked it to this Nassau Street building, he thinks it deserves preserving.
We never know where history is going to take place. The building here for that 1 week or so was where it all happened.
The Atlanta City Council still has to approve the building's designation. At a recent public hearing, the company buying the property said it had other plans for the land. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.